We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by ESPN's Sal Palantonio. Happy New Year to you, my friend.
David, it's great to be back for another week of football in Philadelphia.
It certainly is. Let's talk about that first. What does it say to you, Sal? Eagles two down seasons, back in the playoffs. The good organizations get back quickly. That tells you that?
I just think that this team is, and this franchise is, one of the most remarkable, it's one of the most remarkable stories in sports right now, in all of sports. David, April 1st, you and I are talking, fans are watching. Chip Kelly's got this team for the first time on April 1st. He changes everything, how they sleep, how they eat, how they practice. He changes the systems. He changes the way players play, what positions they're in. And he turns it around so quickly. I was a skeptic. I didn't think that they would win the division title. I thought they had a shot to compete, but no way that I thought they would go from last to first in the division in such a quick turnaround. And it's truly a remarkable, spectacular story.
And it is step one of what the Eagles hope, many steps in this season. So the next one is to play a really good Saints team, explosive offensively, very sound defensively. It's a tough challenge on Saturday night, isn't it?
It is. And I like Chip Kelly's theme all year long. One down, one to go. But what I'm hearing outside this building from fans is it's time that we won a championship, and they believe that this team can go deep in these playoffs. And the Saints are the next one in their way. Now, the biggest thing about the Saints is they score a lot less points on the road than they do at home. 16 points less per game. That's more than two touchdowns. That's a lot. And it's going to be cold Saturday night at Lincoln Financial Field. And the one thing that we all love about this Eagles team, at least I do, is they are built to play in the fourth quarter. And they prove they're built to play in the fourth quarter in critical games. What a thing of beauty to watch LeSean McCoy run the ball down their throats. Really, I mean, that was amazing. Mathis and Kelsey and Harriman's. And then the genius of putting Johnson and Peters on the same side of the center. Once on the left side, then on the right side. I don't think that, and at the end, even Chris Collins was saying it on the broadcast when he saw DeMarcus Ware and Hatcher laying on the ground. These guys were gassed. They were gassed. And the Eagles were in shape down the stretch, didn't seem to be huffing and puffing very much. That goes, again, to what Kelly has done in terms of that SEAL team instructor and monitoring their improvements in their health and welfare and making sure they're ready to play in the fourth quarter of critical situations, critical games, and run the football.
And there, listen, let's talk about quarterbacks because it's very critical, obviously, even more so in the playoffs, the experience of Drew Brees, second-year quarterback Nick Foles. It's Nick has to step up and be as good as he's been, every bit as good as he's been this year.
Well,
can he do it? Is he ready for this step?
I think he proved last week he was ready for the step. I mean, there has to be there have been incremental improvements with Nick Foles. Nick Foles is 24, Drew Brees is 34. Same high school in Texas, Westlake High School. Guys won a Super Bowl. This guy's only had, what, 10 starts? 10, 11 starts? I don't know the number off the top of my head. But the bottom line is that Nick Foles, here's what I like about Nick Foles, and this is a quote directly from your offensive coordinator, Pat Shurmur. He takes possession of the football seriously. He's not going to give it to the other team. Very mad at himself, very angry at turning the ball over in that fumble, that sack fumble last week. But he holds on to the ball. I think, just watching him on film, not a major criticism, but an important step in the right direction. I think he holds onto the ball just a little too long, especially on third down in face of the blitz. I think he's got – it goes back to what Chip Kelly said to Nick Foles after the loss against Dallas here. Sometimes you just got to trust what you see, Nick. You got to grip it and rip it. And I think he's not doing that enough.
All right, last one here, Sal. Tell me what happens on Saturday night. There are tough matchups for the Eagles defense. I need to know these things. I don't even know what you think.
We got days away from kickoff. So much can happen.
I mean, you want to come on every day then? Is that the way you're asking me?
Listen, as I said before, the Saints don't score as much on the road.
Yes.
It's going to be in single digits Saturday night, right? What do they have? What does Mayor Nutter in Philadelphia put out? He puts out a cold blue whenever they have for the homeless.
Cold blue, right.
Bring the homeless inside. Right. Serious harm, serious danger for homeless people, for anybody, old people. and for players normally who play in a dome. So we are going to issue a code blue for the New Orleans Saints organization on Saturday night in Philadelphia.
Well, let's hope that Drew Brees and company adhere to that and stay inside.
Got the blue tie.
You got that ready.
Yeah,
to go.
Front page of the Daily News, blue chipper today.
Yeah, yeah, it's all like good. Yeah. Sal, thanks so much.
Okay.
Enjoy the week. We're going to see him all week. Sal Palantonio in town for ESPN.